I'm here to talk about Supermum. She's like a Frankenstein of all of the best bits of all of the mums kind of stitched together to form this being that quite frankly doesn't exist. You know, what would she be like? She'd always have her hair brushed and her teeth brushed. She'd always be on time. She would never forget any distant relative's birthday. Dinner would be on the table, every item thought out, every fruit and veg under the sun, never missing one of the five a day. There is never a pile of washing anywhere, nor a pile of plates. She's got that completely covered. She would never be found catching a breath on the toilet lid or hiding behind a cupboard with a bar of chocolate. All weaning food would be organic and handmade, and she would never once send a bag to nursery with not enough nappers in it. The supermum myth is so damaging. It's this illusion that somehow perfectionism in motherhood is attainable. It is nothing more than a cartoon. It's like perfectionism applied to motherhood, and the gap between where we feel we should be, where we're shown sometimes by the media that we could be, and where we actually are. Those two gaps, what fills those gaps is normally shame, guilt, and self-criticism that we could not meet the bar. I would love to encourage you to celebrate the good enough. Instead of aiming at perfection and then applauding yourself on the rare time that you hit that bar for a mere moment, aim for the good enough. It's far more sustainable, it's far more healthy, and actually, our children do not need perfect parents because the world itself, it is not perfect. They, like us, need to learn how to navigate the rougher and tougher sides of life. And I want my children to know that I still love them when they have tantrums, when they're grumpy, when they're overtired. And to do that best of all, I need to start showing myself that kindness too, that I am lovable even when I cut the corners and I miss the bar and I'm exhausted and I'm grumpy. Not wanting to be a perfectionist doesn't mean that suddenly we'll drop our standards. It just means that we're choosing to leave room for our humanness. So try and be proud of yourself. Try and acknowledge the things that you have done rather than specifically focusing on the things that you haven't. Speak to yourself as if you would speak to a friend, because I think we're far quicker at noticing a fellow mum who is trying her best and doing well within her circumstances and applauding her for that than we are for ourselves. So two things that really help me with this are, number one, to limit my exposure to the things that fuel that supermum myth fantasy to me. And number two is to invest in spending more time around those people that find me wanting to be the best version of myself, that encourage me to be more authentic, because then my focus is on being more myself, being the best that I can be, instead of seeking and striving to attain to be like something that doesn't even exist.